Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. And for those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, November 25th, 2023. This is our lesson 396, chapter 78, entitled Calvary. This is our part 5 in our series. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to hand it back to our dear brother. And if you need help, dear brother, we will take one if you would like.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Healing there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While all others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, could I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me.
Thank you so much, dear brother. I don't know if your mic is off or did you end the song by God's grace?
What did I do, mess up and shut my mic off while I was singing? Oh, my.
Okay, dear brother.
At least you can see me trying, huh?
No, it's okay. It's okay. God bless you. Welcome to all of the dear family that are just joining us. We are going to ask one of the little ones to be able to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, shall I labor and do all my work. In the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. We protect the Sabbath. Well, everybody comes in and comes out, and please protect the Sabbath. Everybody's who's in the Sabbath. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. It's story time, little ones. Let's have a listening ears for our dear brother. We'll be able to share a part 5 of chapter 15 entitled At the Passover Supper of the Story of Jesus.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of 1 Corinthians 11:26. Oh, and John and Matthew this time. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And John 22:19, and he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And verse 20, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And in Matthew 26:21, and as they did eat, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And in verse 22, and they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? 25. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said, in other words, yes, you're the one, Judas. Next slide, please. As they were still at the table, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In other words, as you eat this bread, you remember that I am the bread of life. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood, which was shed for you. The grape juice represented his blood. That's Luke 22:19-20. The Bible says, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. In other words, you're remembering it in 1 Corinthians 11:26. The bread and the wine represent the body and the blood of Christ. As the bread was broken and the wine poured out, so on the cross, Christ's body was broken and his blood shed to save us. By eating the bread and drinking the wine, we show that we believe this. We show that we repent of our sins and that we receive Christ as our Savior. Next slide, please. As the disciples sat at the table with Jesus, they saw him still. They saw that he still seemed greatly troubled. A cloud settled on them also, and they ate in silence. At last Jesus spoke and said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Why did he say that? He wanted them to know that he knew what was coming, and it wouldn't be a surprise to him. The disciples were grieved and amazed at these words. Each began to look into his heart to see if there was any shadow of an evil thought against their master. That is, 11 of them did. One of them had an evil thought. One after another, they asked, Lord, is it I? Judas alone remained silent. This drew the eyes of all to him. Everybody looked over here. How come Judas hasn't asked? When he saw that he was observed or people were looking at him, he too asked, Master, is it I? He knew it. And that's taken from the story of Jesus, page 98.
Amen. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our lesson entitled At the Passover Supper, Part 5, in our Tiny Tot Lesson Book, the story about Jesus, and that will take place December the 2nd, 2023. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. It's time for a little tiny thoughts and parents and guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our part 50 of our water topic, the water of life. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll be able to share.
Josh, your microphone's still off.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. the water of life. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark chapter 1, King James Version. Lesson 13, healings. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. He straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. And saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, or a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. He was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Today's lesson is lesson 4, the blessings of rain. Memory verse is Deuteronomy 32:2 says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb and as the showers upon the grass. Health or healthfulness is versus conflict. Health or healthfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Nature, the blessings of rain. Rain is a blessing from God. It waters the earth and refreshes the air. Drop by drop, the rain comes from the clouds to give moisture to the ground. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, and the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers is upon the grass. Deuteronomy 32:2. The little plants begin to grow as the desire of the leper to be healed began to grow as he heard about Christ. The sun shines, more rain falls, the plants grow bigger until finally they bear fruit. It can remind us of how the faith of the leper matured. Though shut down from the cities, it might be that he could cross his or Jesus' path in some byway along the mountain roads, or find him as he was teaching outside the towns. The difficulties were great, but this was his only hope. The leper is guided to the Savior. The leper finally reaches Jesus and is healed. As the rain cleanses the air, so the water of life cleanses the leper. And then the picture on the side above says, come unto me, I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Here in the remind, things you can do while you remember this lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, rain water can remind you of Deuteronomy 32:2. And here in the reinforce are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, find out more information about leprosy. Three, find other stories in the Bible about lepers. Lesson 4, put out containers to catch rainwater, which is soft water, then wash your hair with it and be reminded of your lesson. 5, for the Vigil Activity Stories and Poem, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say your memory verse. Remarkable parent food. Moses' life of toil and heartburning care was irradiated with the presence of him who is the chiefest among 10,000 and the one altogether loved. Song of Solomon 5:10-16. With Christ in the wilderness wandering, with Christ in the Mount of Transfiguration, with Christ in the heavenly courts, this was a life of earth blessing and blessed and in heaven honored. Paul also, in his manifold labors, was upheld by the sustaining power of his presence. I can do all things, he said, through Christ which strengtheneth me. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, or rather Ham's translation, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Philippians 4:13, Romans 8:35-39. Yet there is a future joy to which Paul looked forward as the recompense and so his labors. The same joy for the sake of which Christ endured the cross and despised the shame. The joy of seeing the fruition of his work. What is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? He wrote to the Thessalonian converts, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? For ye are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians 2:19-20. Education, pages 69-70. It's time to share your nature experience, dear ones. But over here are our dear sister Joan's experience with Paul's changes. This, on the left, we are pictures of these changing color. And on the right, a picture of either a cow, or sheep, in a small plain in front of some trees. And it says, as above the picture, in climates where it's cold, many trees lose their leaves in autumn. Some trees keep their leaves during the winter and stay green all year long. Trees follow the order of nature. Trees that lose their leaves begin preparation to shed their leaves long before cold weather comes. Sister Joan, would you like to share your experience? Sister Joan, would you like to share experience through these pictures? See, she isn't here right now, but continuing.
No, Josh, give her just a minute. She's going in her chair, so give her just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. The pictures were the fall colors. The trees change in the fall. Their leaves go from green to yellow to red because the temperature outside is dropping a little bit, and this causes the trees to change color. And this is the road on our way into town from where we live in Oregon. And it makes you think of God and how he puts these beautiful things in nature to remind us that he can do what no one else can do. He can change your heart. He can fill it with love. And it reminds me that God is always there, no matter where we are. He's trying to get our attention, and he does it through nature. He does it through the Holy Spirit. Just remember, God is always with you, and he leaves his evidences with the beautiful colors in the fall. This is by the ocean in Waldport. You can sit there in the car. I took these pictures out of the window of the car while I was sitting there watching the sunset. And I'm so happy that someone invented the camera so I could share these pictures with you. This is Waldport, Oregon. No one can paint a sunset like God can. He is with us always, even in the sunset of our lives.
Go ahead, Brother Josh.
Here are our dear sister Cerise and family's experience in nature. Go on, Sister Cece. Let's hear your experience.
Seven blessings, everyone. For this walk, we also too observed the fall foliage, and I thought it was beautiful. The colors changing as well. This day was a particular day that Haley had a school trip. So she's in her uniform. And we went to the Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And here they were observing, they were doing a unit on the bridges. And what type of bridges they observed throughout the park. But as we were in the park, we observed something so much more beautiful. The colors of the trees that were changing. And though it looked like a mess in the pond, here, with all the trees shedding its leaves, there was something beautiful that we observed there also. So I'm going to turn it over to Haley so she could go ahead and share her experience.
So from my experience on this trip is that we went on a arch bridge and we got to see the pond, and what was so beautiful, I'm going to continue on with mommy. We saw a flamingo,
a swan
in the pond, and we also saw some weeds and we were also looking, and we saw ducks, baby ducks, and different animals.
And they were able to feed the swan and the baby ducks a few little things as you saw that they were gathering close to her there. And that was our experience. And you can see the swan a little bit closer up there. It was beautiful. I have a video. The video is probably too lengthy to show, but what was beautiful was
just a reflection of the trees underwater and how the leaves kind of paved the way, but the swan glided through it, those leaves, and came all the way over across the pond to where the children were. And that was an experience for them to see, because even though in their mind it was probably a mess and it was, you know, not as they expected it to see, there was still so much beauty in the nature experience. And that's what we'd like to share.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family, for sharing your experience through your eyes. I hope everyone was blessed. And remember, little ones, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us and those that are just coming in. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, Covered with His Life, and the hymnal is number 412. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus, sinless He, Father, impute His life unto me. My life was calling, my sin and woe, covered with His life, whiter than snow. Covered with His life, whiter than snow. Fullness of His life, then shall I know. My life was scarlet, my sin and woe. Covered with His life, whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression has made. Red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with Thee. Save from the law that Thou judgest me. Cover me His life, whiter than snow, fullness of His life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with His life, whiter than snow.
Long in the joy of pardon to know, Jesus holds out a robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear the pure life alone. Cover with His life, whiter than snow. Fullness of His life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with His life, whiter than snow.
Reconciled by his death for my sin, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his words, glorified where we turn it, my Lord. Covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullest of his life, then shall I know. My life was calling, my sin and woe. Covered with his life, whiter than snow. Amen. If any one of the little ones held by their mommies or daddies or elder sibling or any of the elder sibling would like to open the family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Seven blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the word that we're going to learn. Please protect the people that can, that's not here, and they can come back Holy Spirit to the Sabbath, and people like everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 42, King James Version, and it reads, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, our guests, and those on other devices, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew chapter 27 verse 43, King James Version. "He trusts in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God."
John?
Chapter 19, verse 4, King James Version. Pilate,
therefore,
went forth,
again,
and said
unto
the
Them, behold,
I
bring
him
forth
to you, the
that
he
may
know that
I find
on no
fault
in him."
Very good. Psalm chapter 22 verse 18, King James Version. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." Amen.
Luke 23:40. "But the others answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?"
Luke chapter 23 verse 41. And we indeed justified, for we received the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. Luke chapter 23:41. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 749 through 750. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 749. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 749. Continuing, Jesus suffering and dying heard every word as the priest declared. He saved others himself. He cannot save, let Christ, the King
of Israel,
descend now for the cross, from the cross, that we may see and believe Christ could have some come down from the cross. But it what is because he would not save himself that the sinner has hope of
pardon,
and favor with God.
The Desire of Ages,
page 749, chapter 1.
Paragraph 1.
Good job, everyone. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 1. Margin, this is taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section God's Love from the Memory Verse CD.
We cannot hear with Titi Rosie.
What manner of love? Behold, what manner of love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I apologize to anyone who was supposed to set up the sound. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, maybe I'm going to do so, Gavin.
The Desire of Ages, page 749. In their mockery of the Savior, the men who professed to be the founders of prophecy were repeating the very words which inspiration had foretold they would utter upon this occasion. Yet in their blindness, they did not see that they were fulfilling the prophecy. Those who in derision uttered the words, "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God," little thought that their testimony would sound down the ages. And continue on the next slide, please. And my apologies, someone else could share.
The Desire of Ages, page 749. But although spoken in mockery, these words led men to search the scriptures as they had never done before. Wise men heard, searched, pondered, and prayed. There were those who never rested until, by comparing scripture with scripture, they saw the meaning of Christ's mission. Never before was there such a general knowledge of Jesus as when he hung upon the cross. Into the hearts of many who beheld the crucifixion scene and who heard Christ's words, the light of truth was shining. Desire of Ages, page 749, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn another beautiful song, dear ones. And this one is taken from a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled The Great Controversy, pages 598, paragraph 2. This is also taken from Scripture Song Singer, but in this section, encouraging quote on the Mary, unquote, CD.
It is the first and highest duty of every rational being to learn from the scriptures what is truth, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weighing every thought and comparing scripture with scripture. With divine help we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Amen. We are in the Desire Ages, page 749. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? Can you unmute your mic?
Desire of Ages, page 749. To Jesus, in his agony, now you can read it. You know how to read it, so read it.
To
Jesus,
in
his.
Agony. No.
To Jesus in his agony on the cross, there came one gleam of comfort. It was the prayer of the penitent thief. Both the men who were crucified with Jesus had a first railed upon him, and one under his suffering only became more desperate and defiant. But not so with his companion. This man was not a hardened criminal. He had been laid astray by evil associations, but he was less guilty than many of those who stood beside the cross, reviling the Savior. Next slide, please. Continuing. Jeremiah? Read. Read. Get the toys out of the way and read. Come on.
He had
seen and heard Jesus
and
had
been
convicted
by
his
teaching, but he and
we read it twice up here. Let's say it again.
Had
been
turned
away.
From he.
Look at the word.
By the
priests
and
rulers
seeking to
stifle
conviction.
That's an H.
He. He
had
plunged.
Don't do that, Jeremiah. Plunged.
Plunged.
Deeper.
And.
I just told you the word. What's the word?
Here.
Deeper.
And. Deeper.
Into. Sin. Until
he
was arrested, tried as a
criminal and
condemned
to
die on the cross. In the
judgment
hall.
And
on
the
way
to
Calvary.
He out.
H-A-G's. We've read it multiple times up here. What is the word?
He
had
been
in
company with
what's his name?
Joshua.
Jesus.
He had heard
Pilate
declare I
find no fault in him. John 19, verse 4.
Amen. Continuing. Desire of Ages, page 749. He had marked his godlike bearing and his pitying forgiveness of his tormentors. On the cross, he sees the many great religionists shoots out their tongue with scorn and ridicule the Lord Jesus. He sees the wagon heads. He hears the unbraiding speeches taken up by his companion in guilt. If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And continuing on the next slide, please. Among the passers by, he hears many defending Jesus. He hears them repeat his words and tell of his good works. The conviction comes back to him that this is the Christ. Turning to his fellow criminal, he says, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" And on the slide you see the same thing where it says, "Dost not fear God?" And continue on the next slide, please. The dying thieves have no longer anything to fear from man. But upon one of them presses the conviction that there is a God to fear, a future to cause him to tremble. And now, all sin-polluted as it is, his life history is about to close. And we indeed justly, he moans, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. The Desire of Ages, page 749, paragraph 3. Amen.
There was no question now. There are no doubts, no reproaches. When condemned for his crime, the thief had become hopeless and despairing. But strange, tender thoughts now spring up. He calls to the mind all he has heard of Jesus. How has he healed the sick and pardoned sin? He has heard the words, "Those who believe in Jesus and followed him weeping." He has seen the title above the Savior called. He has heard the passage by Peter. Continuing, some went with grief, quivering lips, upon jesting and mockery. The Holy Spirit illuminated his mind, and little by little the chain of evidence is joined together in Jesus' bruised, mocked, and hanging upon the cross. He sees the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hope is mingled with anguish, and his voice is as the helpless, dying soul casts himself upon a dying Savior. "Lord, remember me," he cries, "when thou comest into thy kingdom." Desire of the Ages, page 750. Paragraph
1. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, from the King James Version with margin. This also is taken from scripture singer-song section, character building of the memory verse CD. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. We are going to withhold our questions for next week of our review. If anyone of the dear family would like to close with prayer, next week we will be reviewing our lesson, Calvary Part 5. If you have any other question besides this 5 part and any other part that was previous to this one, you can be able to either send it for research or you can hold it till we meet again. Who would like to have closing prayer, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. We thank you, dear Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you also for all the lovely children and the reading, Father. Thank you, Father, also for the participation of the parents. Be with us now as we go on to the next section of the studies. Continue to gather and let us find all the rays of light that you have provided for us in this Sabbath day. Be with us continuously. Help our minds be stayed on you. And dear Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be December the 2nd, 2023. We will have our review, Chapter 78, entitled Calvary, Part 5 of our Lesson 396. Leaving this quote and also scripture, dear ones, Psalm 16:8, King James read, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Margin from Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness all depend upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, daily, hourly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us, not only at the beginning and the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.